Voters in more than 20 rural communities in Wisconsin will decide Tuesday whether to spend more money on education. Their school leaders say they're strapped for cash and have already cut to the bone. While voters choose whether to pay higher taxes, a task force is examining the financial state of Wisconsin's rural schools. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss formed the group of legislators last year to recommend solutions to problems. News intern Ariel Vaccaro reports on the concerns that have surfaced.
The Rural Schools Task Force has toured dozens of Wisconsin districts. They face unique challenges, according to Republican Assemblyman Rob Schweringen. He heads the group. Swearingen says, for one, schools in sparsely populated areas have to spend a good deal of money transporting students long distances. Then some regions have limited access to the internet. He says it can compromise students' education.
So they have a great connection in the school, but if they're going to do any sort of download to get any sort of homework done, a lot of these kids are still based on dial-up connections just outside of the school district.
Yet Swearingen says perhaps the biggest challenge rural schools face is retaining teachers.
Some of these districts feel they're being used as training grounds for teachers coming out of college. In other words, they'll spend 1 or 2 years there and then get enticed away from that rural district into a bigger district that can offer them more money.
While those dilemmas may be the result of geography, Jerry Finey says the big culprit behind rural schools' problems is Wisconsin's formula for funding schools. Finey is executive director of the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance. He says things started changing in the early 90s when the state restricted how much money districts could get from property taxes. There had been cries to keep a lid on them.
The biggest issue that rural schools are facing is that after 20 years of revenue limits and declining enrollment and allowable increases in their budgets is less than what inflation is, they have had to cut many opportunities for their students.
The situation worsened for some districts in 2011 when the state slashed aid to schools and capped property tax increases. At the same time, it passed Act 10, allowing districts to control teachers' salaries and benefits, but some school leaders say they've cut as much as they can. Democratic State Representative Fred Clark says not only is student education at stake, so is the essence of some rural communities. Clark also serves on the state task force.
Schools are literally what binds those communities together. And if we allow those to go away or to force them to close and put kids on a bus for an hour and a half to go to some larger city, we're really destroying the fabric of rural Wisconsin. And that would be very unfortunate if we allow that to happen. We can't allow that to happen.
The option school districts have, if they need more money, is to ask voters if they'd pay higher property taxes. Dale Knapp is research director of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. It studied the success of such referenda. Knapp says voters usually say yes, only if their school district desperately needs cash.
Household finances are in pretty tough shape, you know, with the big recession. So you're asking voters to vote themselves a property tax increase when maybe their incomes haven't been rising, et cetera. And so, you know, a lot of times what they're saying to the districts is, we're making sacrifices at the household level. You know, we want to see you trimming things a little bit at the school district level first and then come back to us.
Some districts are asking residents for a short-term increase in taxes, others for years. Jerry Finey of the Wisconsin Rural School Alliance says what districts ultimately need is a new formula for funding rural schools.
That takes into consideration such things as declining enrollment, increasing poverty, sparsity, few students per square mile, a formula that would take all those factors into consideration with adequate resources that would increase at a predictable level.
The task force examining the challenges rural districts face will release its findings and recommendations later in April. I'm Ariel Vaccaro, 89.7 WUWM.